I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. VPR reporters and producers are currently in Iowa in advance of the state caucuses. The team will be reporting from the Hawkeye State, talking with voters and volunteers. Annie Russell caught up with VPR's Patty Daniels, who's currently in Des Moines.
So you attended a Hillary Clinton campaign event yesterday in Iowa. Paint us a picture of that event.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton was in Iowa City, which is a bit east from here, and it is a big university town. It favors, you know, liberal political tendencies, and there are a ton of students, but also, you know, pretty diverse demographics in the room. About 1,500 people turned out. A lot of them actually were there to see Demi Lovato, who performed and spoke in favor of Hillary Clinton. Clinton spoke just for 5 minutes, and it was really rally the base, get out to caucus, sign up to volunteer.
VPR's team got a chance to talk with some voters about why they support Clinton over Senator Bernie Sanders. What did they have to say?
So we talked to a lot of people. You know, a lot of people in the room are still undecided. They have the opportunity to see a lot of candidates. They show up to kind of take it all in. They make their choice late in the game. Many people in the room were very clearly in Secretary Clinton's camp. One of the voters I spoke with, Kaylin Better, is from Iowa. She's a student at the University of Iowa, but she is from the nearby town of Burlington, Iowa. And she's wavering. She's leaning to Clinton, but she's wavering. She is one of those folks who is more interested in reality and pragmatism over kind of the aspirational dreams of some of the Bernie Sanders supporters. That's one of the narratives that we hear a lot about in people deciding between these two candidates. Here's Kaylin Better.
You know, I think because like Bernie does appeal so much to like a lot of that passion that like young people have, and especially like someone who's like just getting interested in politics and things like that, that's really appealing because it does sound like a lot of change and stuff. So like that's why, like I said, I wouldn't 100% say I'm for Hillary, but like I think that really like sweeps people up.
I did also ask Kaylin if Martin O'Malley figured into her calculus in any way, and she said she actually liked a lot of what he had to say in the last debate, but he just wasn't registering with her.
And so today you got a chance to talk with an expert about everyone's favorite topic, polling data. And you learned something really interesting about Iowa Democrats who self-identify as socialists. What was that about?
Ann Selzer is one of the go-to pollsters in Iowa. Her polls tend to be extremely rigorous and highly predictive of outcomes. And she, among other polls that she runs, she recently released a set of data that asked likely caucus goers, both Republican and Democrat, to weigh themselves on several different characteristics. And one of them that she asked about was socialist. 43% of likely Democratic caucus goers in Iowa self-identify as socialist. Fewer than that self-identify as capitalist. It was an interesting point of data that caught a lot of people's attention. It's not a question that's been asked before, so we don't know if this is a trend line. Selzer points out that some of these socialist identifying voters are supporting Hillary Clinton, so it's not predictive necessarily of who they'll support in the caucus, but it is an interesting piece of data. Selzer also points out that when it comes to being in the room in the caucus, this question of soft support becomes very, very important. So people might enter the room feeling like they're going to support one candidate, but when it comes to actually counting the delegates that come out of each caucus precinct, it matters if these caucus goers are feeling a little bit lukewarm and willing to be persuaded. Here's Selzer.
There are enough delegates, enough people standing in the Hillary Clinton corner to have 10 delegates, but they have some people left over that don't quite make up another delegate. And those people, if they joined Bernie Sanders' corner, would give him an extra delegate. I mean, that's where softness of support can matter in terms of moving those people from one camp into another camp. It makes it impossible to predict, really.
Every election, candidates attempt to align themselves with various interest groups, be it farmers, veterans, or the very young. Which groups are important in Iowa this year?
The two interest groups that Selzer is looking at the most are youth and women. And in the most recent data that she has been collecting and looking at, what she is finding is that those are two very important draws for Democratic voters. And it seems that the youth vote might be the more important vote to pay attention to. And the reason she says that is that they looked at lots of different ways of separating out older women, younger women, older men, younger men. And it seems that when those two demographics are crossed together, young women are more likely to support Bernie Sanders than they are Hillary Clinton. But Annie, if you look at the overall trends for this race, what Selzer points out is that A year ago, Bernie Sanders was at 5%. Hillary Clinton was at 56%. That's an 11-to-1 margin. Since then, Bernie Sanders has trended straight up in Iowa. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, has trended downwards, although not straight down. It's been volatile, but she is now at 42%. So that race right now, 40% to 42%, is so tight. This is really difficult to predict. She, of course, is unwilling to do that, but most pollsters also have no idea where this is going to end up on caucus day.
That was VPR's Annie Russell and Patty Daniels. You can see more coverage of the Iowa caucuses at vpr.net.